Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm 68. Psalm 68. We'll read verse 19 together. We'll turn to two other verses in the book of Psalms. Psalm 68, verse number 19. We'll read this verse together in unison. Psalm 68, verse number 19. Ready? Here we go. Bless the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Now turn to Psalm 103. Psalm 103, we're going to read verse 2 together. And again, we'll read this verse in unison together. Psalm 103, verse number 2. Ready? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now turn to Psalm 116. Psalm 116, we'll read verse number 12 together. This will be the last of the verses, and we'll read this in unison together as well. Psalm 116, verse number 12. Ready? What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for our church. Lord, thank you for the invention of the church, place that we could come, we could gather together as brothers and sisters in you, and the man of God could feed us from the word of God that you have left us. Thank you for a man of God that walks with you so closely. Lord, each and every message is though you were speaking it through him. Father, please fill our preacher with your power. Give us the wisdom to receive. May our hearts and our minds be open to it, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
All right, let's just all watch these guys move these microphones for a second here. See how they do. Good. Hey, let's hear it for the mic movers.
Good job. Fantastic.
Yeah, just another thing they can put on their resumes. Tonight, my sermon, don't let this scare you, it has 18 points. It's going to go fast, I promise. The title of the sermon is The Benefits of Good Music. Psalm 68:19, the Bible says, Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. You hear that? Daily loadeth us with benefits. Well, you don't have to be real bright and don't have to be saved for long to realize he daily loadeth us with benefits. When you go to work, and so many times there are benefits available. Most that have jobs, especially if it is a full-time type of a job, there are benefits that go along with the job. Some get some insurance. Some get some paid holidays. Others may get a sick day where if they're sick, they're going to be paid and cared for just in case. There are bonuses. Sometimes people get certain breaks, and sometimes there are retirement plans and educational opportunities. There are so many benefits, but no job's benefits can compare to the benefits of the born-again Christian. Oh my, the benefits that we have. You know, when you and I, when we got saved, it kept us out of hell. And if that's all God did for us, that would be going beyond what we deserve. You know, people say, well, I just want what I deserve. Oh, no, you don't. We don't want what we deserve. We want what His mercy, His grace has done for us. But you know, He not only saves us, He then provides us, He loadeth us with benefits. You see, we got saved, but that, it didn't stop there. We get God as our Father. Oh my, God as our Father. Not only that, picture this. When a person gets saved, the Holy Spirit of God comes to live within them. That's an incredible thought. And what a benefit. God as our Father, the Holy Spirit living within us. Then God gives us the opportunity and helps us to have victory over sin. What a benefit. Then we get heaven. What a benefit. We get an understanding of the Word of God. What a benefit. We have the privilege of influencing others toward eternity through our soul winning. What a benefit. We get a family called the family of God. Oh, there are so many benefits. We could take any area of life and I could show you a series of benefits that are made available to us by God as a result of salvation in that area. Tonight, I'm just going to show you the benefits of good music. We can take any area, and I can show you point after point after point after point of the benefit made available to us as a result of salvation and our new life in Christ Jesus, the benefits that God gives us tonight. I want to talk to us about music. Now, there are many benefits that are attached to God's music or good music. Now, God's primary purpose for music is not all about me and you. God's primary purpose for music is all about Him. See, Revelation 4:11 says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." I'm glad that you and I get to enjoy music. It's something of God's that He shares with us, but never miss it. The music that the young people sang earlier, it was first to Him, second to us. Anytime you get involved in music, you just make sure it's for Him. That'll clear up most of the bad music. That'll clear up the music that we should not be listening to. God created music for His purpose and for His glory and for His praise. And then He allows man to get in on the benefits. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make about 18 very quick observations. They'll be quick, they'll be easy. 18 observations about the benefits of God's music or the benefits of good music. For instance, number one, a benefit of good music is that good music encourages us. Psalm 147:6 says, "The Lord lifteth up the meek, He casteth the wicked down to the ground." Good music encourages us. I think of the song, and in each point that I'll make, I'll point out a song and I'll give you some of the words to that song. But let me say, though I'm only going to use one example for each principle that I teach, I want you to understand, the songs that God's people sing, there's hundreds of them that fit into each one of these categorical benefits. I mean, I could have given you 100 songs tonight that tells us that God's music is encouraging music. For instance, I like the song, "Some Golden Daybreak." The words, "Some glorious morning, sorrow will cease. Some glorious morning, all will be peace. Heartaches all ended, school days all done. Heaven will open, Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak, battles all won. He'll shout the victory, break through the blue. Some golden daybreak for me, for you." See, that's encouraging music. Those are encouraging words. But the world's music does not encourage, it discourages. So number one, a benefit of good music is that good music encourages us. Number two, a benefit of good music is that it challenges us to victory and effort and work. Psalm 98:1, it says, "A psalm, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for He hath done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have gotten Him the victory." God teaches us through His music victory and an effort to get victory. There's a song that we sing, it's called "To the Work." The words are, to the work, we are servants of God. Let us follow the path that our Master has trod. With the balm of His counselor, our strength to renew. Let us do with our might what our hands find to do. Toiling on, let us hope and trust. Let us watch and pray and labor till the Master comes. Listen, good music challenges us to victory. It challenges us to work. Christian music is the only music that teaches a work ethic. And God said, "No work, no eat." Good music, there is a benefit. You know, people can just come to church and sing the songs of God and they're challenged about victory in life. They're challenged to keep on going, even when it gets tough, toiling on. See, the world's music brings defeat, not victory. God's music brings encouragement. The world's music brings discouragement. God's music brings defeat. The world's music brings defeat. God's music brings victory. Benefit number three. A benefit of good music is that it teaches us good and goodness. Psalm 25:8 says, "Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will He teach sinners the way." You understand all these songs? You understand what they are? every psalm that I read a verse to you about, it is the songbook of God. The psalms are a song that was sung. And so each time I read you a psalm with this quality or this benefit, it's actually a song or words to a psalm that is actually a song. I said that a benefit of good music is that it teaches us good. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore He teacheth the sinner in His way. I love the song, Trust and Obey.
Yes.
Listen to it. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. God's music, good music, teaches us goodness and good things in life. The world's music teaches us bad. It teaches us bad. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure out that the world's music's not good for you. But there are many benefits. When we got saved, one of the benefits is we now have God's music, good music. Number four, the benefit of good music is that it humbles us. A benefit of God's music, good music, it will humble us. Psalm 35:13 says, "But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom." Hey, God's music humbles us. You say, what's so important about that? Because the Bible says, pride goeth before destruction. The wrong kind of music will exalt you, not God. It'll give you pride in your life, and it'll destroy you. I like the song, At the Name of Jesus. It says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess Him King over glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure we should call Him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word. And I could give you song after song after song that says to me and you, we should humble ourselves in His presence. On our knee, we should bow. A benefit of good music is good music humbles us. Good music helps us not to be cocky and arrogant and get full of pride. But the world's music will make you proud. The world's music will make you proud. Benefit number five. A benefit of good music is that it motivates us. It motivates us. Psalm 35:23, it says, stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. You hear that? Stir up thyself. God says we should stir ourselves up for the things of God. Hey, and our music motivates us for the cause of Christ. It motivates us toward good. Oh, and again, we could go to song after song after song in our songbook and the songs sung in the church that motivate us to do right. How about the song, I Want That Mountain? I saw a giant of prayerlessness upon that mountain high. He laughed so hard at my unbended knee. No longer in the wilderness, I'll stay, and so I cry. I want that mountain, it belongs to me. I want that mountain, I want that mountain, where the milk and honey flow, where the grapes of Eskel grow. I want that mountain, the mountain the Lord has given me. You see, good music tells you to climb the mountain of hardship and climb the mountain of burden and not let the world get you down. But I'll tell you this, the world's music creates laziness and apathy. Thank God for the benefits of God's music, the benefits of good music. Number six, a benefit of good music is that it reminds us of eternity and eternal things. It reminds us of eternity and eternal things. Psalm 77:6 says, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Here God said that He has a way of bringing the right things to our remembrance. Oh, we need to be reminded the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, I want you to understand, that's not just talking about worldliness. It's talking about you and I getting so attached to this world and the world's makeup that we don't remember that we're not here to stay. We're just passing through here. We're going to heaven. Hey, if we live 70 or 80 or 90 years, they should not be lived for this earth. They should be lived for the next world, the kingdom of God. And so, We sing the song, "This world is not my home." The words, "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know, I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore." You see, God's music reminds us of eternal things. You and I get off track when we forget that we're not going to stay down here. What we accomplish on this earth, if it's not accomplished for Him, it's accomplished for no real purpose. Thank God our music reminds us there's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith, we can see it afar. Hey, the world's music reminds us of earthly things. Good music, God's music, reminds us of eternal things. Number 7. A benefit of good music is that it purifies us. It cleanses us. Psalm 51:2, the Bible says, "Wash me truly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." We have music, and as you and I sing it, it reminds us that we need to be cleansed. It reminds us of the cleansing that comes through salvation. I'm so glad that I sing music that doesn't remind me of my old sinful past, but I sing music that reminds me of my wonderful saved present. Isn't it good that we have a music that promotes purity and cleanness? We sing the song, "There's power in the blood." Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. I'm so glad that my music reminds me that I'm washed and cleansed and I'm to live that way. I'd hate to be listening to the kind of music that would draw me back into the muck and the mire of the world, reminding me of my sin and my filth and my unrighteousness. See, the world's music produces impurity. God's music produces purity. You see, there are a lot of benefits that come along with just the simple thing of music in our lives. God's music encourages us. God's music challenges us to victory and to work. God's music teaches us good. God's music humbles us. God's music motivates us. God's music reminds us of eternity. God's music helps to purify us. Oh, number 8, a benefit of good music is that good music and God's music calms us. It calms us when we need calming. Psalm 29:11, the Bible says, "The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace." We sing the song, "A shelter in the time of storm." The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide. A shelter in the time of storm. Secure, whatever it'll be tied. A shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A weary land. A weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. A shelter in a time of storm. You see, the world's music produces anxiety, not peace. But God's music tells us, even when the storms rage, even when the hard wind blows against you and opposition comes, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. You see, good music calms us. Good music helps to provide and produce that peace that is so important in life. Number 9. A benefit of good music is that it convicts us. Good music convicts us. Psalm chapter 7, verse number 9, it says, "Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and the reins." Notice again a psalm that was sung. They're singing about how God tries the hearts and how wickedness is pinpointed by God. We sing songs as Christians that convict us. You see, there's nothing better that you and I can do than to get into the Word of God, let it convict us, and get the sin out of our life. It is a sin that brings the misery in your life. It is a sin that brings a bad result in your life. Hey, you ought to sing music that would convict you of your sin, not promote your sin. We sing the song, "Come, Holy Spirit." The words, "The Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. He came in mighty fullness then. His witness through believers won the lost, and multitudes were born again. The earthly Christians scattered o'er the world. They preached the gospel fearlessly. Though some were martyred and to lions hurled, they marched along in victory. Come, Holy Spirit, dark is the hour. We need your filling, your love, and your mighty power. Move now among us. Stir us, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, revive the church today. I'm glad I listen to music that convicts me. I'm glad that I listen to music that reminds me not to get into sin and reminds me that I ought to live purely. But the world's music sears our consciences, satisfies our flesh. There are a lot of benefits to God's music, a lot of benefits to good music. Number 10, a benefit of good music is that it will grow us spiritually. It will grow us spiritually. Psalm chapter 92, verse number 12, the Bible says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Listen, we are to put into our ears music that grows us for God. Your music's either growing you for the devil or growing you for God. Which is it doing? Which is it doing? We sing the song, "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." The words, "I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would love to tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do." Stop and think about those words right there. It is talking about growth in the Lord. It's talking about what God has done to grow someone spiritually. The chorus, "No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me." A benefit of good music, it is growing us spiritually. The world's music hinders your spiritual growth. One of the greatest hindrances among Christians today is the music they listen to. You say, "I'm not growing like I wish I would." You might need to change your music and get back to some music that grows people. Number 11, one of the benefits of good music is that it leads us correctly and down the right path. It leads us. Psalm 23, verse 2 and 3, it says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Good music leads you down the right path. Good music counsels you to go the right direction, down the right path, to stay on the straight and the narrow. We sing the song, "He leadeth me," the words, "He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me." The chorus. He leadeth me, by his own hand, he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Good music leads you in the right direction. If your music is leading you away from God, that's a wrong direction. Good music leads you to get closer to God, not further away. The world's music misleads us. God's music properly leads us. Number 12, the benefit of good music is that it will heal us. It will heal us. Psalm 42:11 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." Now remember, that was sung. That was a song, Psalm 42, verse 11. Somebody was singing about the healing that's made available in God. Some of you need emotionally healed. Some of you need spiritually healed. And I'll even go this far. Some of you need physically healed, and you're not doing yourself any good by listening to music that damages you and that is fleshly. You're hurting yourself. The music of the world will tear you up. It'll make you a nervous wreck. It'll mess up the chemicals in your body. It's a proven fact. Let me tell you, God's music will bring peace. God's music is healing. I like the song, "I Know Who Holds Tomorrow." I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, or its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. What is that? That's the kind of music that assures us and strengthens us and heals us and helps us to deal with the difficulties of life. You see, the world's music harms us. It does not heal us. The world's music poisons us. God's music is the antidote for the bite of the snake and his filthy music. Number 13. A benefit of good music is that it unifies us. It unifies us. Psalm 133, verse 1, it says, the Song of the Degrees of David, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." That's a song. They were singing about unity. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Oh, I don't know about you. Everybody has times that they enjoy more in church than others. I enjoy the Lord's Supper. I just enjoy the Lord's Supper when God's family meets here at the church. And we always sing here right at the end of the Lord's Supper that song, "Blessed be the tie that binds." You see, good music unifies God's people. The song says, "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. We share each other's woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows that sympathizing tear." I'm glad that we listen to music that unifies. God said, "How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity." Yet the world's music creates disunity. The world's music creates disunity. Let me tell you something. If there are young people in here listening to bad music, you're probably also fussing with mom and dad. You're causing disunity. I'll promise you, you put God's music in your home, it will bring a certain peace to your home. You get to listening to the world's music, husbands and wives will be at each other's necks, and they'll be all wound up and tense and in the flesh and out to strike at one another. God's music's not like that. God's music doesn't do that. And some of you need to put the right kind of music on at home and calm that spirit down so home is not hell on earth. It ought not be that way, but you listen to hell music, you're going to have that kind of attitude in your home. Some of you, what would calm your kids if you let them have the right kind of music? And I'm not talking about one kind of music for your kids and another for mom or for dad. So let's go on. Number 14. A benefit of good music is that it protects us. It protects us. Psalm 12, verse number 5, it says, "For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in a safety from him that puffeth at him." Here, God, they were singing a psalm, and the psalm talked about God's protection. A psalm about God's protection. Oh, do we love the song, "A Shelter in the Time of Storm." The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus, it's a rock in a weary land. We can thank God, our music sings about the protection of God. What good protection? Let me tell you something. You get involved in the music that's of the world and of the devil, you're pulling yourself away from the protection of God. You ought to be listening to music that is drawing you into those arms of shelter and protection. Let's go on. Number 15. A benefit of good music is that it promotes good among all of us. Listen to this. Psalm 78:20 says, "Behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people?" And then in verse number 29, it says, "So they did eat and were filled, for he gave them their own desires." This is God providing for the children of Israel in the wilderness. You know, let me tell you, God takes good care of us. God is our provider. When we live in this world, and this world is a wilderness, you can thank God that your God can provide in a wilderness. You say, you know, we look at the children of Israel as they were in the wilderness and how God provided for them miraculously. You and I better stop and realize God is providing for us in this wilderness just as well. We sing the song, "God will take care of you." The words, "God will take care of you, be not afraid. He is your safeguard through the sunshine and shade, tenderly watching and keeping his own. He will not leave you to wander alone. God will take care of you, still to the end. Oh, what a father, redeemer, and friend. Jesus will answer whenever you call. He will take care of you, trust him for all." The world's music provides bad. God's music provides good. Number 16. You hear that? 16. Let's see. What did he say? 18, 16. We're getting close to the end. Number 16, a benefit of good music is that it reveals to us what we really are. It's a revealer. Psalm 19:12 says, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults." When the Bible there talks about cleansing from secret faults, I don't think it's faults that you and I are doing in secret. I think it's probably talking about the fact that God is so holy and we are so far from it that sometimes we're committing sin and we don't even realize it. You know how often you and I we create offense in regard to our behavior and the Scripture and we don't even know it. There are people that commit sins and we're so far away from God we don't even realize we're sinning. And God said, and David said, "Cleanse thou me from mine secret faults." In other words, God, hey, reveal it to me, God. I want to know what's wrong with me. The world's music's not like that. The world's music's not like that. And so we sing the song, "Search me, O God." The word, "Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts. I pray, see if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free." We sing music that x-rays us. We sing music saying, "God, search me out. Reveal to me what's wrong with me." The world's music covers our sins rather than revealing it. The world's music pacifies us about our sins and adds to them, where God's music convicts us and reveals to us our sinful ways. Number 17. Another benefit of good music is that it stabilizes us. It stabilizes us. Psalm 18, verse 31, it says, "For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God?" Our God is a rock. He's a rock. He's a stabilizing force in our life. The world's music causes instability. World's music will cause you to crack up. World's music will have you a nervous wreck. The world's music will make you tense. Our music, God comes and stabilizes us. We sing the song, "Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the waters and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save me from its guilt and power." Listen, we stand upon a rock. And our music talks about it. Our music stabilizes us. The world's music makes them panic. The world's music makes them insecure. The world's music creates an insecurity. Our music creates security. Number 18. This one's a long one. No, it's not. It's only got 21 subpoints. Number 18. A benefit of good music is that it comforts us. It comforts us. I don't know about you, but we can be sitting in this auditorium and our hearts can be heavy. And all of a sudden someone comes to this sacred desk and sings a song and the Holy Ghost of God comes upon us. And all of a sudden that burden in the heart is made lighter. All of a sudden something happens. We just say, "You know, Lord, I think it's going to be all right. I'm glad to hear that you care." Psalm 11:4 says, "The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids try the children of men." Here, the Bible teaches us that our God's watching us. Our God's got His eye upon us. And so we sing songs like "The Sweet By and By." "There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore." You know something? We can lose a loved one to death, and it breaks our hearts. We become lonely and empty, and then we can sing a song, and it's amazing how a song of God can lift our spirit. Because we do know there is a land that is fairer than day. And by faith we can see it afar. And that the Father waits over the way. He's prepared a dwelling place for us there. And there's coming a day when we'll meet our loved ones on that other shore. I this week was thinking about a couple of the men that used to work back here as greeters. I walked in this evening and I was looking at the men at this door as greeters. And I got to thinking of Brother Frank Shepherd. How Brother Frank used to work that door. And Brother Montgomery, how they used to work down here at this door and they were greeters. And I shouldn't have started on the list because I can tell you about person after person after person. But I'll tell you this. We've not seen them for the last time. They're waiting for us, and what a wonderful day it's going to be when we meet again on the other side, and that day is coming. I thank God that I don't sing music that gets me down, but it gets me up. I thank God I listen to music that gives me hope for tomorrow. Hey, listen, you listen to the wrong kind of music. If you've lost loved ones, it'll depress you more. Wrong kind of music talks about devastation and hell and negative and everything else. You ought to listen to the kind of music that will give you encouragement that one of these days we'll meet our loved ones on the other side. See, the world's music steals our joy, but God's music provides joy.
Right.
We can take any part of your life, and I think I could teach on all night about the benefits of good music. As I just started going through the book of Psalms, and I thought, look at all this. Look at everything that good music does for us. The list is not over. I'm going to be done. The list is not over, but I'll tell you. You take any area of life, and we can show you benefit after benefit after benefit after benefit for the Christian in that area of life because God loves us. You see, that scripture is amazing to me. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. He just loads us up. Tonight, we've only discussed one little topic, music. The benefits of good, godly music. Thank God for it. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed.